This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Election Day in Boston tomorrow. City residents decide the makeup of the Boston City Council for the next 2 years. In an election that's received relatively little attention, candidates find themselves making two pitches. They're trying to persuade voters to select them and trying to persuade voters to vote. WBUR's Dolores Handy has our report.
Only 7% of registered voters cast ballots in the preliminary election back in September. The forecast for tomorrow?
I think pretty pathetic.
Longtime Boston media and political strategist Joyce Faribault Bowling.
I think it's going to be as lethargic as the preliminary. There's no mayor's race. There's no president's race.
Okay, I look forward to it. Don't forget next Tuesday, okay?
The candidates have been out there. At-large city councilor Ayanna Pressley reaching out to voters at a senior citizens residential complex in Brighton.
I think it's always a challenge when you serve on the municipal level. Even for the most reliable and participatory voter, they tend to be more engaged in federal elections and state elections. So it's always a challenge.
You know, when something happens in your neighborhood or on your street, you don't call the President of the United States, and you don't call the governor of the Commonwealth.
At-large city councilor Michael Flaherty.
Yet when presidential elections come around, we run out of ballots in Boston. When gubernatorial election hits, we have lines out the door and around the corner. But in municipal elections, voters are far and few between. And at some polling locations, you can hear crickets.
And there's not much drama in this year's election. More than half of the incumbent Boston City councilors will retain their seats. Five district councilors are running unopposed. And for the four at-large seats, there are only five candidates. They are the four incumbents and Anissa Asaibi George, who came in just out of the running in the election 2 years ago.
I finished fifth in 2013. It's sort of where I'm starting now. But you get four choices. You get four votes. And statistically, it works out in my favor, I hope.
Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.